ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 12 गजेंद्र'स प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर। नमः शंताया गौराया मूढ़ाया गुणा दार्मिने निर्विशेषाया सम्याया नमो ज्ञाना घनाया चा नमः शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः शंताय गौराय मुदाया गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः शंताय गौराय मुदाया गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणकर्मिणे निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमो शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च माताजी नमः शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः शंताय गौराय मूढ़ाय गुणधार्मिने निर्विशेषाय सम्याय नमो ज्ञानघनाय च नमः। All obeisances Shantaya unto he who is above all material qualities, and completely peaceful, or unto Vasudev, the Supersoul, in every living entity. Gauraya, unto the fierce form of the Lord, like Jamadagni and Nrsingadev. Mudaya, the form of the Lord, as an animal such as the boar. Gunadharmine, who accepts different qualities within the material world. Nirvisheshaya, who is without material qualities, being fully spiritual. Samyaya, Lord Buddha, the form of Nirvana, wherein the material qualities stop. Nama, I offer my respectful obeisances. Gyanaganaya, who is knowledge, or the impersonal Brahman. Cha, also. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Vasudev, who is all-pervading to the Lord's fierce form as Lord Nrsingadev, to the Lord's form as an animal, Lord Varahadev, to Lord Dattatreya, who preached impersonalism, to Lord Buddha, and to all other incarnations. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has no material qualities, but who accepts the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, within this material world. I also offer my respectful obeisances unto the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the previous verses, it has been described that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material form, he accepts innumerable forms to favor his devotees and kill the demons. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they are like the waves of a river. The waves of a river flow incessantly, and no one can count how many waves there are. Similarly, no one can calculate when and how the different incarnations of the Lord appear according to the necessities of time, place, and candidates. The Lord appears perpetually. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tanatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. In the material world, there is always the possibility of deviation from Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Krishna and his devotees always act in various forms to curb such godlessness. Even impersonalists who stress the knowledge feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead want to merge in the effulgence of the Lord. Therefore, here, the word Gyanaganaya indicates that for atheists who disbelieve in the form and existence of the Lord, all these various incarnations appear. Since the Lord comes to teach in so many forms, no one can say that there is no God. The word Gyanaganaya is especially used here to refer to those whose knowledge has become solidified by dint of their searching for the Lord through speculative philosophical understanding. Superficial knowledge is useless for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but when one's knowledge becomes extremely intense and deep, one understands Vasudev. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. A jnani attains this stage after many, many births. Therefore, the word Gyanaganaya is used here. The word Shantaya indicates that Lord Vasudeva is situated in everyone's heart, but does not act with the living entity. Impersonalist jnanis realize Vasudeva when they are fully mature in knowledge. Vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. Namashantaya gauraya madaya mudaya gunadharmine nirvisheshaya samyaya namo jnana ganaya cha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Vasudeva, who is all-pervading to the Lord's fierce form as Lord Nrsingadev, to the Lord's form as an animal, Lord Varahadev, to Lord Dattatreya, who preached impersonalism, to Lord Buddha, and to all the other incarnations. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has no material qualities, but who accepts the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, within this material world. I also offer my respectful obeisances unto the impersonal Brahman, effulgence. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the elephant Gajendra is making prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdhyate. Krishna is known in the Srimad Bhagavatam to have three features. The first transcendental feature of the Lord, and transcendence means beyond the qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Real transcendence means totally spiritual and devotional, beyond goodness, passion, and ignorance. So that Brahman feature is the light or the Brahmajyoti that emanates from the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonalist class of men, in Hindu philosophy, there is the Sarvakalpa Samadhi and the Nirvakalpa Samadhi. That is, those who meditate and chant on the transcendental form of the Lord, and those who only understand the formless nature of the Lord. And this fight has been going on, Sarvakalpa Samadhi and Nirvakalpa Samadhi, for thousands and thousands of years. The Nirvakalpa Samadhi say that God is the light and that your forms, your Krishna and Govinda and Buddha and so many forms emanate from that ultimate light. We don't agree. We are Sarvakalpa Samadhi. The Vaishnava philosophy is that Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasa Shriya. He's all beautiful, he's all powerful, he is all renounced, etc. Six qualities in full. And from his form, the light emanates. Just like in 1976 in Atlanta, when Srila Prabhupada came through the airport to visit the devotees in Atlanta. Savas Prabhu and Tadit Prabhu were there. And one, what do you call, sky cap, saw Srila Prabhupada. He came through and he said, "Your spiritual master, that's your guru?" He was talking with one devotee and they said, "Yeah, that's Prabhupada." And the sky cap said, "He's glowing. He is glowing." We were distributing books in Chicago O'Hare. Srila Prabhupada came in the TWA. We knew he was coming to the TWA terminal. And we were standing distributing books. I had some desire to distribute books in front of Prabhupada. Or we just wanted to see Prabhupada. I don't remember my mindset. But we were there. I was talking to a boy. He was wearing glasses. And I was facing TSA, whatever they were called back then. And as I was distributing a book to this fellow, young man, I was looking into his eyes, looking in his glasses, and immediately I saw a sea of saffron in his glasses. And in his glasses, actually, I could see Satsarup Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami, and in the middle, Srila Prabhupada, and a sea of devotees. And I looked into that before quickly offering obeisances. I looked into the individual's face, and his, as they say, jaw dropped open. He was in, let's say, transcendental shock, seeing the book that we were explaining. We had showed him picture, Prabhupada's coming, he's going to be here soon. And then Prabhupada is standing right in front of him. The devotee of the Lord is also known as Bhagavan, the pure devotee, because he is the servitor Bhagavan. There's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, and there's the servitor Bhagavan, who serves that Supreme Personality of Godhead, 100%. I immediately offered obeisances. He gave a quick donation, and we all ran to follow Prabhupada through the, the concourse, the security. So the impersonalist class of men see everything as just the light or the one or the nothing, nirvisesa and sunyavadi. It is either the light or the nothingness or the allness, whereas the sarvakalpa samadhi, those who see the form, see so many differentiations. There is Krishna, there is pure devotee, there is Radha, there is Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, there is Gaur Nitai. There are so many forms of the Lord. And the light is emanating. When people come into the temple room, the light is emanating. Even sometimes people are writing the BBT, we've several times expressed. They used to write letters. Of course, that's obsolete now. But when they'd write letters to BBT before email, many people would write, I saw your spiritual master in a temple in such and such city, but he didn't move and didn't answer my question when I spoke to him. He was just sitting there on his seat. It was so wonderful experience. People even told us personally, they met Srila Prabhupada, and he lit up the room. And of course, devotees, then when they met Srila Prabhupada personally, what to speak of Krishna? Srila Prabhupada, the entire room became light from the light that was emanating from his transcendental form. So, the Brahman, the light or the first feature of the Supreme, when one understands that the light is emanating from the Supreme Person and that that light is transcendence, then one can understand Sat or eternality. When one understands a little further through meditation and Of course, in the Vaishnava tradition, from the through the Sampradaya, but in the impersonal meditation and yogic practice, one can understand Sat Chit. Chit is the super soul lying within the core of one's heart. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti. One understands Paramatma, or that God is within the heart of all living entities. Radeshi, Arjuna Tistati. That Krishna lies within the heart of all living entities. So when one can understand that feature of God within the heart of everyone, within my heart, he's there as super soul. We are the soul also sitting, medium size, and Krishna is there seated within the heart. When one understands that feature, then one can understand Sat Chit, or knowledge and eternality. But only when one understands Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses all qualities in full, can one understand Sat Chit and Ananda, knowledge, eternity, and bliss. Therefore, although Gajendra is offering obeisances to the impersonal, ultimately he offers obeisances in this chapter to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who came personally as a person to save him. Arjuna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He did not want to fight. They were his relatives on the other side, the Kurus. They were his teachers, Dronacharya, etc. They were his friends. And when Krishna was taking his chariot and telling him, now it's time, you have to fight, ultimately he had to kill his eldest brother. Of course, he didn't know at the time. Radheya Karna was his eldest brother. He was a Pandava. He was son of Kunti. No one knew at the time except for Kunti. Even Radheya didn't know at the time. Later, it was revealed. Krishna knew. He is the eldest Pandava. And he had to kill personally this Radheya, who was his eldest brother. What a amazing situation he was put in. And at first, his senses were stunned. His mouth was dry. He didn't want to, and for our benefit, that this body isn't yours. This fight is mine. It's already taking place between the Pandavas and the Kurus. This body is not yours. The soul is meant to engage in my service, Krishna tells Arjuna. And ultimately, after Krishna tells Arjuna, Nimitta matra bhavya savisachin. Yate chasi tata kuru. Whatever you like, you can do. I've given you the instructions. Arjuna replied, Karisye bachanam tava. Whatever you have said, that I will do. This was said not only for Arjuna to engage in the battle, but this is our position. This body is not ours. It's not our possession. It is the possession of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. meant to be engaged in his service. Therefore, one has to struggle to keep the body in a situation where it can serve properly, just like Gajendra. He was suffering so much from the crocodile of this material world, biting and exhausting him. But somehow or other, he found the strength in his soul, in his heart of hearts, to make these prayers and to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the title of the chapter, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. That the soul surrender. The body was emaciated for an elephant and being tortured. So even in our struggle for existence, we may have to go through so many difficulties as Gajendra. The story is there for us to take personally. This is a personal philosophy. That we may have to personally suffer in so many ways. Everyone has their karma. One is born with a particular body by the will of the Supreme and by the laws of karma. Karma na daiva netrena jantur deho upateye striya pravishtu udaram pumsareta kanashraya. Karma na daiva. Due to our past sinful life, pious life, and the will of the Supreme, we accept a particular material body that has so much pleasure and so much pain. Everyone has their, as they say in our country, has their cross to bear. That's not exactly a Vaishnav example. The Christians say everyone has their cross to bear. Everyone has to suffer some mental or physical or intellectual discomfiture in this world. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshana darshanam. But as Arjuna was instructed by Lord Krishna, get up and fight. Do not be weak-hearted. We also have to get up and fight. Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes we're quoting, in 1976 he left New York. He was supposed to go to Tehran. He did. Devotees saw Prabhupada had a very bad cold. It was 1976, June. Prabhupada was going in the elevator and Tamal Krishna Goswami and others said, Prabhupada, we want to cancel your trip to Tehran because of your health. It was 76. Prabhupada was only externally 81 years old. He was planning on going to Tehran. I can't even go to New York right now. And I'm much externally younger. Prabhupada, 81 years old, headed for Tehran, not feeling well. Prabhupada put down his sannyasi staff and said, I want the benediction to be able to fight for Krishna till the last breath. And devotees were stunned. They couldn't say, but Prabhupada, you have a terrible cold. Maybe we should reconsider. After Srila Prabhupada said that, devotees knew this is our motto, to fight for Krishna till the very last breath. This isn't some social, fraternal organization that we're getting together for some short time to get some social benefits. Even if we came for that purpose, and you might find some nice social benefits, good friends, good food, nice singing and dancing. But this is actually life dedication. Fight till the last breath. We have to fight anyway. We have to struggle for existence anyway, just for the maintenance of this body. But Krishna told Arjuna, no, fight for me. Surrender to me. Think of me. Man manabhava mad bhakto. Madhyaji mam namaskuru. Think of me in the form of Krishna. Offer your obeisances, worship me, come to me, serve me. Krishna gave Arjuna this instruction. And he's giving us that instruction. We may have a cold or a flu or a heart transplant, open heart surgery, or whatever it takes. Somehow or other, continue the fight. Make arrangements like Gajendra. It says in the purport that we read a few days back that everyone should try to find their niche where they can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Gajendra was out in the water. It wasn't his niche. It wasn't his comfort zone, as they say. He was in a very difficult situation. So many hundreds and thousand years in the water fighting with the crocodile that belongs in the water. It wasn't Gajendra. So one Prabhupada says in the purport, should find the situation that one can continue the fight, whether that be brahmachari, grihastha, sannyasi, vanaprastha, or kshatriya, whatever situation, businessman, sudra, or brahmana. We shall adopt all the means of the materialistic persons only for the purpose of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said this in one lecture, Room Conversation, 1976. We shall adopt all the means of the materialistic persons only for the purpose of Krishna. There's no shortage of bankers. There's no shortage of farmers. There's no shortage of businessmen or brokers on Wall Street. The only shortage is Vaishnavas. The only shortage is we need thousands and millions of persons to worship Lord Krishna and spread Krishna consciousness. That is wanted. And whatever means that takes, we shall adopt the means of the materialists for the purpose of Krishna, only the purpose of Krishna, not for our own sense gratification, which has a beginning and an end, and gets very tiring, but for the purpose of devotional service, for the purpose of glorifying Krishna and establishing Krishna consciousness. So like Gajendra, like Arjuna, our business is to fight, not with each other, but fight with the material nature, fight to be able to preach. When Prabhupada said the benediction to fight till the last breath, to preach till the last breath. We have a shortage of preachers. Yesterday, myself and Savas were talking to Vaishasika Prabhu to try and put together the program for distributing thousands of sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's shortage of manpower for distributing Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Srila Prabhupada gave us the instruction that every household in America should have a set of Srila Prabhupada's books. What to speak America, the whole world. How many households there are in America? 60 million? 80 million? So we have to distribute, print, Archita. Can you make the order? China or India? 80 million sets of Bhagavatam. GBC has pledged this year, I think it's a few thousand, 1,500 to 2,000 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Every intelligent man, intelligent woman, should have a set of Bhagavatams. If you don't have a set of Bhagavatams, of course, brahmacharis, this is not you, and you have funds in your bank account, come and see me after class. I'll hand the 50-pound box, put it in your car or in your household. Everyone has to have a set of Bhagavatams and Chaitanya Charitamritas. That's Vaishnav. That's Vaishnavi. That's the real deities. These are our deities. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can see me. I promise I'll give you the discount temple price plus 20% discount. Special TBB TSKP discount. Come and see me, please. Savas will approve, I'm sure. Approved? Everyone should take Srila Prabhupada's books, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charita. And there's a shortage of manpower to go door to door to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charita. Whatever job that we do to maintain our household, if we have to work, take Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, wholesale price plus 20% discount, and distribute at your job. If you work in an office or a studio or a bank, have the Srimad Bhagavatam there ready for distribution. This is the preaching fight that Srila Prabhupada wanted to engage in and wanted us to engage in. And if we engage like that throughout this lifetime, not just the two-year mission for Mormonism, not just 2 years of draft. No, no, this is lifetime. Savas, Tadit, Naikatma, Archita, Drudakarma, Banabata. These are old men and women who have dedicated their whole lifetime. Not the best years of their life, their whole life, since graduating high school, or maybe 2 years of college at most. I think maybe Drudakarma went 4 years, Archita 3, I also went 3, before dropping out. Drudakarma 2 years. Savas, I think he went 2 years to University of Chicago, Chicago University. When I met him, he told me he went to University of Chicago. At least I heard that. And that is the most prestigious school in the whole country. But later he said, no, no, you heard it wrong. Chicago State University, which is kind of like a junior college. I still thought he was very prestigious and brilliant. But I was hoping it was University of Chicago. It's a very prestigious school. Of course, Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri, these are impediments. So, this is our fight, whole lifetime. Get ready to dedicate. You only have 45, 55 more years to go. We'll all go like this. We can all remember. I remember being with Tadit and Savas in Atlanta Airport and distributing books every day. And that was like a couple weeks ago in my mind. in 1975, when Acharya was born 37 years ago, isn't it? Or 76, I can't remember. It was 2 weeks ago in my mind. So this is our mission. This is the dedication. No one will kick you out. You dedicate your life, you'll be accepted. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Good catch, broken elbow.